Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Leaders, movers, shakers, athletes, givers. We are Memphis. The sun shines bright, inspiring our communities to be better, to push forward, and help each other. Move Memphis forward.
Share the positive news with us so we can share it with the entire Mid-South. Go to 929ESPN.com. We want to spotlight you and your business. 929, moving Memphis forward.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales? You say, well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics. All with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Introducing four-seater models to the Talon side-by-side family. The Honda Talon 1000X4 and the X4 Box Slide Valve. They start with a powerful parallel twin engine, providing rapid acceleration, combined with Honda's automatic DCT for a new standard of performance and fun. The Fox Live Valve model has extras, including an upgraded suspension system. For details, visit DeSoto Honda Powerhouse, 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, and see why life is better side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Honda side-by-sides are for drivers 16 years and older.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown, and that's what we're going to do now.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
All right, so as we brace for the return of sports, finally coming back and getting back to just, you know, some form of what we knew in our old lives, one thing at a time. The ESPN FPI for the NFL season ahead is out, and they've projected wins and losses
yes.
records for the NFL. And it's interesting. It's very interesting. Let's just kind of start at the top. The Kansas City Chiefs, they have a 93.7% chance of making the playoffs. Basically, it looks like they're projected to go 11-5
mm-hmm.
when you round it up. Baltimore, 11-5 also. The Saints, 10-6. Dallas, 9-7 essentially. 49ers, 10-6. Tampa Bay, interestingly enough, 9-7. Give me the over on that. Give me the over on 9-7 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Only
it was 7-9 last year.
Yeah, only a 63% chance of making the playoffs, according to the FPI. Which again, give me the over on those numbers, Jason. The Raiders 7-9, 24% chance of making the playoffs.
You didn't need to read that one.
Chicago Bears 8-8, 41.5% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans. And this will be very familiar for them, 8-8 with a 55% chance of making the playoffs. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's definitely first of all, I feel like Kansas City could do better than 11-5. I feel like they could easily go 13-3.
Well, they were low on projected wins for your best, right? They had Baltimore, too, with 11 wins. So, they didn't project any 13-3s or 14-2s. That was they got KC 1 with 11.2 projected wins, and Baltimore sitting right there at 11. But to your point, we know that the two best teams you'd think, you know Saints, you know San Francisco, maybe you even take Tampa Bay. I remember at one point you had them win the division over the Saints. They've got them as the best in the NFC, but projected at 10 wins.
Yep.
So, again, with the FPI, it's just not projecting those 13, 14-win seasons. That said, we know they can be there. Heck, the Green Bay Packers went 13-3 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key part of this is that they've moved the Bucs up to eighth best. They've got them ranked right now, one, two, three, four, sixth in the NFC.
Yep.
And that would make you a playoff team in the NFL. Well, we know you're going to have seven teams in this year. You could even have, heard it this morning, you can even have now with the playoff system, all four teams from one division make it. That could happen. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen now. And this morning they were saying if it did, they'd pick the NFC West to do it. I'm not ready to say that for an Arizona. I don't know that there's a no, because Detroit's not going to do it from the north. I'm not sure what that division is, if there is. But and I'm not saying it's going to happen. But Tampa Bay, clearly, I think, is one of the big stories out of this FPI. Remember, they were 7-9 last year, as we pointed out, with Jameis Winston that threw 30 interceptions last year. That defense was solid enough, and in some areas, really good. Some areas that could really help Tom. They gave up the fewest yards per rush in the league last year, 3.3. Mm-hmm. I mean, teams could not. That's one of the reasons why they played so many close games. I think they had five, six losses last year by seven or fewer. And so, again, you bring Tom Brady, you don't throw 30 interceptions, and that's a team that's ready to take off. The question is, are they ready to get past the Saints? The FPI doesn't have them. It still has the Saints as the favorite in that division. But I know, John Martin, you like this Tampa. And, again, you give him Mike Evans.
We talked to Bill Barnwell about this last week. I mean, he laid it out pretty well. Like, defensively, the numbers were bad, but they also had, like, the worst average starting field position. They were on the field for the longest time because, you know.
Not all the numbers, but some, yeah.
Jameis was turning the ball over every other damn series. So I feel like when you have a guy like Tom Brady who's calling the shots, engineering the offense, he's not going to turn the ball over. He's not going to make mistakes. You know, they're going to be able to get their defense a breath. Then you're going to – I mean, they have talent on that side. Like, they got Shaq Barrett.
Yeah.
They got – you know, they got – I'm pretty sure Sue is still there. You know, Pierre Paul. So, you know, they've definitely got, you know, some pieces defensively that are really talented. You
that
know?
47 sacks was tied for the seventh most last year.
Yeah.
It's like 3.3 yards per carry is the fewest in the NFL allowed. And I have the number now. Six of their nine losses were by seven or fewer. Tom's going to clean that up, including the loss to at Tennessee,
yep,
which was 27-23. Y'all remember that game? Mike Evans caught for 198 yards in that one. Now, again, I think Brady, you know, in terms of what you're giving him now, you know, two 1,100-yard receivers last year and a decent defense, a defense that's probably going to be, you know, again, it's got a Super Bowl-winning quarterback on the other side now, so more confident playing with its ears pinned back. I just think there's a formula for them, yes, with Tom Brady to shoot right to the top this year. I'm just not ready to put them yet over Drew Brees and the Saints.
Yeah,
but we'll see how it goes. Okay, they could very well be the division winner.
You know, I think it pretty much does have the Titans where they are. I mean, I think the Titans
are saying 8-8 last.
The inflection point for them is 9-7, 8-8. Like, I don't really see them much better than that. I mean, I think the division is still going to be difficult. I still think it's a respectable division, even though DeAndre Hopkins being out of Houston definitely helps their case. Indianapolis, I don't think they upgraded a quarterback, but they're still a solid team.
They've got them ranked a little high, I thought. Indy.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, and it all depends on what you think Phillip Rivers has got left.
Which is nothing, honestly.
We think nothing, but I think FBI thinks they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I watched them play a lot last year because, obviously, you know, they're in the Chargers in the same division as the Raiders, and he's just not – there ain't nothing left. Like, he's already got his next gig lined up. You know, he's going to go be a high school football coach. I don't see it. I don't think it's going to work very well. I think he's going to turn the ball over quite a bit. But it is nice to see. It is nice to see, the FPI out. And there you have it.
Next story.
All right, I'm going to bring this one because we were just talking about it, and I think it answers, you know, at least some of the questions. But you see Damian Lillard, we were talking about him crying.
Yep.
The actual thing he said is if we come back and they're just like we're adding a few games to finish the regular season, so the six or so we're talking about, and they're throwing us out there for meaningless games and we don't have a true opportunity to get in the playoffs, I'm going to be with my team because I'm part of the team, but I'm not going to be participating. I'm telling you that right now.
Yep.
And so that's what I'm – that's what I'm saying. You've got some guys, and again, if you're only giving them six, remember, Portland's 3.5 back. That's not enough time to catch up. But again, 17? No. Like, I'm sorry, Damian Lillard. And I realize that, look, I don't think he saw himself anywhere but in the playoffs this season. Again, even with them down 3.5 when this thing closed.
Yep.
But it's just not going to happen for you. Look, if he doesn't want the six, because that doesn't give him a realistic chance, and we're all saying 17, I think it's 16 for them, 17 for the Grizzlies, is too much, then bro, we're moving on.
With all
due respect, you're moving on from him.
Exactly.
I'd seen some, you know, I had somebody tweeted me that well, you got to get 70 in for the regional networks and to get paid. Well, here's Damian Lillard telling you right now, it ain't, you know, 70 to him doesn't mean a thing. And in terms of the payment, haven't most NBA players, you know, they have agreed that they were going to take a buzz, right? Haven't most of them come to the conclusion that you're not going to, this is not a full salary year?
I think so.
So the idea of getting, you know, getting in a certain amount of games so everybody can get paid, that's already out the door. Mm-hmm. And again, you don't have, I would say to that, you don't have everybody on board. Golden State, do you have them on board for another six? Well, you don't. You probably not. They said they're operating like they've, you know, the season's over. And then Damian Lillard, who, again, he ain't down with the six, so what's the point?
Yep.
That's where I'd be with that. Again, it's not, there's not a solution that's going to make everybody happy. I imagine the Pelicans feel the exact same way. You know, they'd like to have a real shot to make the playoffs. But I think the best solution for all involved is just to move on with the 16 you've got. And I'm not just saying that because we're here in Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, Damian does this. I mean, this is kind of his gimmick now. You know, he cries and
I respect dude. I still respect dude.
Well, he wrote a letter to the NBA because he didn't make the All-Star game 1 year. Like,
well, I guess I had forgotten about that.
He's
just motivating himself. Man.
Yeah,
that's
he
all
is.
He does, you know,
he's a little petulant about this. You had 60 some odd games. You know,
I guess what I respect is that he delivers. It's one thing to be crying, but that is a guy who delivers.
I would a little bit more sympathy for the Blazers if they were a half game back.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
sure.
If the margin was that thin, you know, but I think 3.5. And what's it on the Pelicans? Isn't it like 4.5? Isn't it more?
No. It's all tied.
It's all 3.5.
They're all. Actually, okay. We should be including the Kings in this. They got the same record of the Pelicans at 28-36. They're all 21.5 games back.
Yeah, I think 3.5 with 15 games. I mean, is it impossible? No. But we're not going to have 15 games left. You know, you're not going to get there, 15, 17 games. You're not going to be able to play a full 82-game season. And so, you know, that gives your, you know, that leaves you even less opportunity to catch the Grizzlies. You know, you just have to kind of accept it. You just have to kind of accept that this is a – there's a lot of things that we all like to do, Jason. I'd like to go to Vegas right now. I had a trip in Vegas planned for 2 weeks.
Sam supposed to be in Paris or done?
Sam was supposed to be in Paris. Absolutely. There are a lot of things that we all wanted to do.
Dame hoped to be in the playoffs.
You hope to make a run in the playoffs, and you hope to catch the Grizzlies.
They should have been in a better position than they were.
But you're not. And, you know, life sucks, you know, and then you die. That's what you have to remember. And I just think that's, you know, we're in unprecedented times right now. And, you know, Damian has to accept that. He has to accept that, you know, they didn't make it. They didn't have the lead when the season ended or went on hiatus or whatever you want to say. And they'll just have to come back next year. It's just, I mean, the Grizzlies are deserving. They did what they had to do. Nobody thought the Grizzlies would do this. Nobody thought the Grizzlies would be in a position, you know, with 17 games left in the season where they'd be in the playoffs. They earned this.
Would he get some? If he said he would be there, but he's not playing.
Yeah, he's going to sit on the bench.
You wouldn't get Scottie Pippen not coming in treatment, right? It's the last six. People would understand a star not playing. Or would he get the man? That's not.
Well, what's the point of going down there if you ain't going to play? I mean, seriously.
Just stay home.
Yeah, just say, listen, I don't feel safe. Make something up. You know,
I just think you look more like a buster if you're sitting there and those guys are out there, you know, and you're just sitting.
Well, how many companies right now are saying,
in terms of to your other teammates, man, you look more like a buster if you're going and not playing.
Well, how many companies right now are saying if you don't feel comfortable, you can stay home? How many? I mean, our company's doing that, you know, how many companies out there are giving people the option? For the most part, most people are getting the option. Not everybody,
yeah,
but some,
not all,
but some people are getting the option to stay home. And, you know, so I'm assuming Damian Lillard, if he wanted to, could just say, you know what, I have an uncle with high blood pressure. I just don't feel safe. I don't feel safe going to Orlando.
I'll save you the grief. None of you all are going from Portland. Just stay home, all of you guys.
Exactly.
You know, the NBA and we don't need you.
Yeah, like you're
got the 16 you roll with right now.
You're 100% not going to have a chance to play again.
Maybe they'll bow down to the demands of Damian Lillard and give you a 20 team tournament like you're talking about, John.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do that for Dame. I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Next story.
All right. So we've actually had this conversation on the show before about sort of comfort and how you'll feel about you know, your sort of comfort level when it comes to attending things again. As you know, I've had people over to my house.
Yeah, I was surprised when my wife said, can I go to John's too? Or she said, the way she said, am I going?
Right.
So yeah.
That's a trick question.
It apps. You know that too already.
I mean, it's like, you're going if you want, you know, and then it's
that may have been exactly how I answered it, John.
Yeah. It's really up to you.
But to that point, that showed her comfort level has gone up a little bit.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It's a woman who wouldn't let her son go get a haircut a couple of weeks ago.
That's exactly right. And so it does appear as though you may be able to make that choice. Like we've talked about for us, you get to have your Bears play in Tennessee this year in Nashville.
November 8th.
Is it, what is it, Nissan? Is it Nissan?
So.
I think that's their field, yeah. Nissan Field or whatever.
Yeah.
Used to be LP Field, I think. But now it's Nissan Field. And that's just a 3.5-hour trip, man. And you can make it much quicker than that.
Right, there you go.
You know, if you want to, you know, find what is it, a rabbit?
Nissan Stadium.
Do you find a rabbit? Is that what it is?
I get behind a rabbit who's
I learned that from you.
Going to, stop it.
I did. I learned that term from you.
No, old school. Somebody taught you that. Whoever taught you drive taught you
that. No, I remember because I learned it on the trip to Peach Jam. We rode in my old Ford Fusion.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The rabbit is getting you somebody that's going 90 and getting behind them, right?
Yes.
They get mad, though. They're the ones breaking the law,
because they're going to get flagged first.
Yes, they will. They'll get flagged first. But I have been told, John, that trooper or that cop, police officer, who's ever pulling you over, can get two people. Try it.
How?
Exactly. That's what I've said back to those
folks.
Well,
wouldn't you be the one, though, because you're directly behind that car? Wouldn't you be the first one?
You're going to be the first one. He's going to pass you, though, because you were not the first speeder and the person he clocked. You didn't clock the second car. You clocked the first one. So you're going to go past that second car. Has always been how it's worked for me making those trips. You're going to go get that first car. Second one's just going to get away. The dog chasing the rabbit's going to keep on going. But I've been told he can pull you both over.
He cannot pull you both over.
How's he going to get me?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
There's your speeder that you caught. He was leading the way.
No, I think you have to. Yeah, he's going to pull over the speeder.
I haven't seen that. I haven't witnessed it, but I had someone tell me.
I guess he could call in backup and say there's another speeder.
Well, what he's going to do is drive up by you, tell you, hey, pull it over, then go get the other one. And you think I'm going to sit? I mean, I guess I have to if he hits me.
I'm going to be like me in that go-kart back in the day. I'm skirting, bro. I'm out. Peace. You got to catch me, you know.
But you're right. I mean, it's always worked for me, John, and I'm glad to know I was the one that handed it down to you.
Anyway, point is, you're going to have that opportunity to make that drive up I-40 to go to Nashville and see the Bears. Question is, you know, will you? Steven Ross, Miami Dolphins owner, says he believes that they're going to have fans in the stadium. It's going to look a little different. They're going to have social distancing measures and everything like that. But I tell you this, man, and maybe this is bad. Maybe this is not the way it should be. But, you know, if there's a spectrum, right? And there's a spectrum of your one is you're just doing everything like you normally would do and you're not taking any precautions, to five, which is you're never leaving your house. I'm probably at a two, which is I am doing a lot of the things that I was doing before. I'm wearing a mask like any responsible person would.
Good.
Every time I go into a grocery store, I'm wearing a mask. Sometimes I will forget it when I go into a convenience store. But I'm so quickly in and out of there that I don't think it's that much of an issue. I think it's really more of an imperative to wear a mask when you're going to be at a setting for more than, you know, 5 seconds. But I'm doing things, man, and that may make me a horrible person.
But you're not jumping in the Lake of the Ozarks.
I would not do that.
You're doing things, but you're not doing all things.
No, I would not jump in the Lake of the Ozarks if you paid me money to do that, even before the pandemic.
Oh, I gave you you got a number. Give you $1 million, you jump right on in.
Okay, I jump in for $1 million right now, all right? So, yes, yeah, I would.
Everybody's got a number.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends who want to go out on the front lines and get COVID so they can get immune to it. All right, so like that there are people out there who would definitely do it for $1 million for sure. But I'd say this.
What about 50,000?
50,000 to get in Lake of the Ozarks? Mm-hmm. Tax-free? Yep.
Tax-free money.
Yep.
10,000? How cheap a buyer you going to be here?
10,000? What's the how long?
Not everyone who's
how
got
long?
It, John.
How long?
What?
How long I got to be in the Lake of the Ozarks?
You can jump in that thing 5-10 minutes.
Oh, get done.
$10,000.
Done.
You're kidding me.
No. Done.
See, I'm
and
not.
I think
I draw the line.
I think anybody listening would jump into the Lake of the Ozarks right now for 5 minutes for $10,000. Dude, there are 30 million people out of work right now.
Don't you have asthma or something?
No.
No pre-existing conditions.
Not that I'm aware of. I'm allergic to sulfur.
You don't know anyone who's come down with it either. That's the other part.
I know one person that I've played cards with once upon a time.
They're having a decent time with it, though, not having to be hospitalized or anything.
No, they were not hospitalized. But this was all the way back in March. So this was when the outbreak started. That's the only person that I'm aware of. You know, people add us on Facebook randomly, you and me, because they listen to the show. And so I think I've seen one other friend on my list that I've never met in person who says he has it and has been dealing with it. And I think this gentleman was hospitalized. I can't say for sure. But I don't know anybody I don't have a friend, somebody that I would consider a friend or even really an acquaintance, a common acquaintance that's had it. I'm not the guy that's passing along the plandemic movie, okay? I know it's real. I know it's out there. I know it exists, and that's why I wear a mask. But I'm going to go to a game. I'm going to go to Vegas. If they open it up and they say Raiders fans can come and you can buy a ticket and you can attend the game.
I still don't know yet.
I'm going, bro.
I still don't know yet.
I'm going to fly out there and I'm going to go. And that may make me a horrible person.
Now, first off, you may not even be able to get a ticket. What if it's just 15,000, you know?
Oh, right. I might not be able. They might be season ticket holders only.
Season ticket holders are who's going to get those tickets.
No, I acknowledge that for sure.
And their comfort level going to be considered before yours. That's the thing for me on November 8th is what – how many tickets, first off, the Titans going to have available, right? Are you at a point where it's just season ticket holders? Does anybody who wants to buy one can go up? You know, I'll be interested to see how all that plays out. But, you know, to the point you made starting off the show, it has changed quite a bit because, you know, it was not too long ago that we were all looking and saying, man, will it ever come back? And you know, much less not even think about fans. We're talking about sports in general. So it's come a long way. The hope is that you keep stepping forward, right, and no more steps back.
Exactly. So Stephen Ross says, I think this too. Like I'll go this far. I think that if the SEC, if Tennessee, if Alabama, if Georgia, if all these schools say you can have fans up to this number, dude, they will pack that thing out. Now, will it be like that in California? I don't know. But I think if Memphis says 15,000 go Liberty Bowl, they will find 15,000 to fit in that thing.
John, I've got an update to the knowledge I passed you down from father to son about the rabbit.
Okay.
Brother Smith lets us know that I and a partner in separate cars got pulled over by the same trooper. I was speeding following him. It's true. It's true. They will do that.
Really?
Yeah.
This is from your brother?
No. Brother on Twitter.
Oh, guy on Twitter.
Brother Smith on Twitter.
He says they will pull you over.
Had it happen to him, and he was the one riding behind. So I may have told you a story, man. It's not true.
Like
I'm giving you life advice on this.
Yeah.
But again, what I know is you don't want to be the first one because you're definitely going down if you're the first one. People want to use you as the rabbit, right? You're going 90. They want to get behind you and let you be. You don't want to be that rabbit. You want to be the guy behind. And my man, Brother Smith, says they will get both.
Yeah,
I have been told that, but it's never happened, and I never seen it happen.
Do you speed? Do you regularly speed?
If you're going anything under 80, they're not going to pull you over. So is 79 speeding?
In a what? In a 70?
Hmm?
If you're going 80 in a 35.
No, I'm talking about on the highway, bro.
Okay,
we're talking about
65.
70.
What if it's 65? Will they pull you over going 80 in a 65?
Absolutely they will.
Okay.
You're over 10 miles over the speed limit.
So if you're going 79 70.
Then, number one, they're not going to pull you over. It's getting over off into the 80 where I think most of these guys, unless it's quota time, John, it's over the 80.
Is quota real? That might be a myth.
Is it real?
Quota's a
myth.
What
are you talking about? City cops? Or are we talking about state troopers?
They have a quota to write tickets every month.
Well, you just got to show you're working.
Right. They don't have you got to write 45 tickets this month.
I think we need to get these numbers
we need some revenue.
They're talking to the whole crew.
You seen our budget in 2021?
All right. But
you think there's a quote? I would love to hear from a police officer.
But no, if you're going 90, let's get back to if you're going 90 in that 70, you're absolutely getting pulled over. If you're going 85, 86, you're going to get pulled, especially through Mississippi. Are you kidding me?
Okay, so if I'm going
79, you're fine.
Okay, hold on. What if
and
I'm
if you're
going
fine with that? I like making good time. I don't know what
the
it
question.
Is.
Here's your question. What if I'm going 54 in a 45?
You're fine.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, that's not over 10 miles. He's going to let you roll. Most people are doing that.
What if I'm going 56 in a 45.
Mm-mm, he got to get you. You're 10 miles over, and that's 10 miles over the speed limit. It's a significant ticket in terms of money in most places that you're at. So you're gonna you're gonna get that one.
Have you ever been pulled over?
I got 84, 85 coming back from New Orleans down to Mississippi. Like they'll get you over set. You know you're over 10 miles over. They got to get you. You're forcing them to. And so you could live that if you want to speed just a you know. Feel like you're doing a little something being
9 miles,
but you don't want to get pulled over. Go nine. Stick within that 9 range. You know, and most of the time they're not going
to. Okay.
Now, That was I'm the man who gave you the rabbit advice.
Legal advice from Jason Smith.
Has now been told that he can pull you both over. I just want to see logistically how you're going to do it.
Right.
You can't get on that megaphone.
You got to get on that megaphone, you know, and you got to say, yeah, pull over.
Yeah, but by the time he catches old boy in front, I'm way back there. I've already, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait on him to back up and come get to me.
Yeah.
Logistically, I don't see how it works.
I don't like the speed. I just don't. I don't feel comfortable doing it.
What?
I don't, man. I feel like I'm going to get pulled over.
The guy who would jump in the Lake of the Ozarks for $7,000 doesn't want speed? $10,000
for 5 minutes. Yeah, that's different. It's legal to get in that thing, you know? I mean, I don't like to.
But now, that's, I mean, you're playing with death.
I have gotten pulled over twice in the same month for speeding a school zone, though. How about that? What are the odds of that? Getting pulled over twice in the same month for
speeding. I know your school zone story. You don't care about kids. And that's why I never thought that you were a guy that.
There was no school in session, man.
You have to be more careful around school. John, there's – what do you mean there's no – it still counts.
But I don't think – I think it was the summer, and I still got busted. You know, that was tough. That was – I can't
– So the light wasn't flashing?
Maybe I'm misremembering. I can't remember. But I have gotten pulled over twice for that. Other than that
– school was in session, dude.
Other than that, I'm a law-abiding citizen, you know. I just don't want to get pulled over, and I it makes me nervous.
I get the feeling Clay Travis speeds and doesn't get pulled over.
No, you're right. The cops encourage him. They're like, go ahead, man. Go, Clay, go. We'll come back. Clay Travis is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about COVID and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Stay home. Stay calm. Stay connected. Stay active. Take deep breaths. Call your friends. Dance to a jam. We're all keeping our distance, but we are in this together. For more information on how to take care of yourself and others, go to imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales? You say, well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics. All with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
It's so on point, like it's so musically correct. I don't want to clash.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Told my bitch I love you. That was just a typo. That drive me crazy. She gon' make me psycho. Yeah. Everything I've been through, yeah. Something only I know. Hey. Tryna stay up on my iPhone. Told my bitch I love you. That was just a typo. Hey. That drive me crazy. Hey. She gon' make me psycho. Hey. Everything I've been
back
through.
Hey.
Something
John,
only
92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is Clay Travis. He joins us every single Tuesday, and he joins us now. Clay, where are you joining us from today?
Well, I just got back from the beach, and I am about to take my kids canoeing here in the Nashville area.
Gotcha. Okay. So, obviously, today has started out as a great day. Stocks are up big. The market is up big. Yesterday, we got some good news with coronavirus, the lowest number of deaths since late March when the outbreak began. Now, that could be attributed to a number of things, but it's still really good news, and it seems like the trend right now is headed in a very positive direction. What's next, I guess, is the question. For our nation, for the world, it seems like, you know, your through traffic in airlines is up. People are traveling again, certainly more than they did a month ago. What's next in this sort of, time that we live in with COVID?
Well, I think we're going to get back to a large degree of normalcy, particularly in the summer. I tweeted out earlier today, but if you look at the 13 states that have been opened up since May 1st, they haven't seen a resurgence in cases. We haven't seen some sort of massive collapse among those states, and I think that's really good news because as more states continue to open up, I think you're probably going to see, continued cases. But really, if you look at the data, almost half the people who are dying of the coronavirus are in nursing homes. So if we can just keep it from spreading through nursing homes, we're going to be in pretty decent shape over time.
Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, came out and says, he's pretty confident they'll be football. But he also said, and they had put out the plan in terms of having fans, that he feels like right now they're going to. Where are you at on fans and stadiums, Clay? Same thing. I think we're going to have NFL too. But what about fans and stadiums? You there yet?
Well, I think it's hard to forecast, first of all, what things are going to look like in September when you consider how much things continue to change on a fairly rapid basis right now. I mean, I think there are – so yesterday, which is the most recent day of data we had, and also combining it with Sunday, we had the two lowest days for death in this country since March. And so we're on the backside of this outbreak. And so I think trying to forecast what exactly things are going to look like on, let's say, July 1st is challenging. Or if you want to just say July 4th, which is the next major holiday in this country, what will things look like between Memorial Day and July 4th? I think that's hard to forecast. And then you have to jump 2 months ahead of there to think about what will be the situation on September 10th or whatever day it is that the NFL season is projected to return. So I think there are just so many different moving parts right now that you're in a really difficult situation to try to even foresee what could be the situation in the country. But I'm very optimistic. I think that it's funny. I came on your show for a while, right? It's not anything different than I've been saying elsewhere. But early on, when I would say, I think if you look at the data that football will be played, there are a lot of people out there that were like, you're crazy. Football will never be played. People are not going to be back in school. We shouldn't even think about sports until 2021, right? I mean, there were a lot of people making those arguments. Well, it's only been a few weeks, a couple months since I was saying that, and already it seems like the consensus now is, hey, sports are going to be back, right? That seems to be the consensus, and also that football will be back. And now we've pivoted to, what will the crowds look like? And honestly, I think that's a much more difficult question because will there be NFL or college football played is sort of a binary yes or no, relatively speaking. what will the crowds look like has a lot more variables in play.
Do you think confidence level of the fan is the thing it hinges on? Is it you fear, you know, yes, the numbers are down, but there could be a spike. Like when you say, hey, it looks one way today, but it could look. Is that a fear of a spike, or do you think if there's no fans, it'll be more because fans aren't ready to come out yet?
I think fans will show up. I mean, look, I think most people are ready to get back to things that they love. What was the data? Like the first day they took cruise bookings, people signed up for cruises like crazy. The fans who have season tickets are the diehards. I think a lot of diehards are going to show up and watch games, and they want to do so. I kind of floated a couple of different ideas. And I think they're interesting ideas about how you get back to stadiums. And by the way, I think one of the most challenging things is you could easily have a situation in September where some states, those that have been open the longest and had the least sort of issues, let's use the state of Tennessee as an example, regardless of your political bent or anything else, the data reflects that the state of Tennessee has handled the coronavirus better than almost any state in the entire nation, certainly better than almost any state east of the Mississippi River, right? So if you look at those numbers, I could see a situation where the Tennessee Titans could be capable of playing in a nearly full stadium, but the state of New Jersey and New York up there where we play in the Meadowlands, I think it is still, where the Giants and the Jets play, things might be substantially different there. Although, right. To be fair, New York has said, hey, we're ready for pro sports teams to start their training camps. And today New Jersey announced that they are ready for pro sports teams to come back and start training. So maybe by September the rule is going to be similar everywhere, but I think it's possible it could be determined by state. I think that, for instance, luxury suites, I think that the teams are going to get people in luxury suites in, because I think that's where they make their most money, and they're going to argue, look, luxury suites automatically, naturally self-distance. You can only have, whatever it is, 20 people in them. They have their own bathroom. They have their own food service. They have their own walls. I can see an easy argument for luxury suites being allowed, and I'm optimistic that there will be fans. How many fans there will be, I think, certainly remains to be seen, but I think there will be fans of some sort in stadiums.
I think you are right in terms of regionally, like it will vary. I think you're exactly right. Like there are going to be some places that have a better control of the situation than others, and you're going to see that reflected in the stands. What was interesting this weekend is it feels like everybody in college football and college sports is pretty optimistic about some form of football happening, except the Michigan president. Maybe that's a result of sort of the political dynamics in Michigan. I know they've kind of been a little bit slower to react than other states. What did you make of the Michigan president's comments, who said he felt like there was still some degree of doubt that college athletics would be happening in the fall? It was kind of a splash of cold water, I thought.
Yeah, it's newsworthy, but I also feel like, and I know you guys will be familiar with this idea too, Jason in particular, because he's in media. You can ask 20 people to answer a question, and if 19 people say what you expect them to say, the 20th person is the story, right? And so sometimes, right now, I think if you went out and you talked to every SEC school president and every Big 12 school president, all of them, that's what, 20, I'm doing the math here in my head, which is always dangerous, 24, I believe, school presidents. All 24 of them, I think, would say the same exact thing. We expect to be playing this fall. And then you go to Michigan's president, and he says something different. And the 24 saying we expect to play isn't the story. The one saying, hey, I'm not that confident about it, is. So I think Michigan will play, and I would be very surprised if they don't, because Ohio State's going to play. And I can't imagine a situation where Michigan Wolverine fans, including my wife, who's a Michigan grad, are going to be very comfortable with their school making the decision to not play when their huge hated rival down the road is playing. I'll give you an example. My, for people who don't know the geography well, my father-in-law lives still in Michigan. And so my wife's from Michigan. And so we have a lot of family up there from her side of the family. And my wife asked him how things were going. and he said, I'm driving to Toledo to go eat in a restaurant. And so he lives in, you know, the Detroit area is southern Michigan for people who don't know the geography, but there are already enough people who are fed up with the restrictions in Michigan that somebody like my father-in-law, who's an architect, you know, like a very middle-of-the-road guy, not a guy who's like a partisan in any way, he's not going to be showing up with a gun at in a protest at Michigan, but he's like, this is just ludicrous. I'm driving to Toledo so we can go eat in a restaurant. You know, that's an hour drive basically for him. I think there's a lot of people with those, with making those kind of decisions that are kind of fed up with it. And I think ultimately Michigan will play, but it's a little bit of that example that I gave you where you ask, you know, I just gave you 25 different school presidents, 24 of you tell you one thing. It's not a story because they all have the same opinion. The one guy with the different opinion is the story.
What do you think of Tiger Phil, Peyton Tom? I thought it was fantastic. I'm not a golf fan, but I stuck in because of what I was watching, and it was so much different than watching your average PGA tournament event.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I mean, it was the highest-rated golf event in the history of cable television. I mean, so I think all four of those guys deserve a tremendous amount of credit for doing it, TNT for getting it done. I thought it was fantastic. And look, I think this reflects what – like, their round reflected what I think most people experience golf like. And everybody out there who plays knows what I'm talking about. Like, you know, Brady, for instance, saying, hey, watch out, guys. And then you hit it like 30 feet, you know, as opposed to getting anywhere near the green. Golf is hard. I don't particularly enjoy playing golf as much as I like being out with my friends playing golf. And I think a lot of times golf sells the hardness of the sport as opposed to the fun of the sport. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And what I thought this challenge brought home was the fun of the sport.
It's like Barkley going for the bogey, times, to your point. I'm thinking, yeah. At the end,
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, golf is very much a stickler sport, and it's like the, you know, like I'll give you an example. I play golf, and there's always somebody driving around like, hey, get your shirt tucked in, you know, and I'm like, really? You know, I'm out on the golf course, it's 95 degrees, and I'm swinging a golf club. Does it really matter if I have a belt and my shirt is tucked in? You know, like, I feel like a lot of the golf sticklers, the purest of the golf community, can detract from the sport being enjoyed by other people who are not going to play it in a pure fashion. I'm probably going to have four or five beers out on the course. I'm going to have fun hanging out with my friends. I'm probably going to struggle to break 100. That's how most people experience golf. And I feel like golf oftentimes doesn't do the best job of selling the sport to a younger audience, and I thought this event did.
Yeah. Clay, how can you help our listeners today, man?
Home loan expert. Right now, everybody's in tough financial situations. 15-year, 30-year mortgages have never been lower. You can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars to put your financial house in order and help your family. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Actually, real quick, Clay, let me ask. We should have asked about this. The NBA. The NBA and their return. Disney World certainly seems to be the target. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you feel like that's likely? And then in terms of what it looks like, I mean, do you think there should be a conclusion to the regular season? Do you think that they should just start with a playoff tournament that's seeded 1 through 16? What do you think about the NBA and what that may look like?
I would go probably to say to the playoffs. First of all, I think the NBA should be back. I think Major League Baseball, NHL, MLS, like, I think all sports should return. And sooner rather than later, if you actually look at the data, you know, the CDC put out data which reflects that if you're under 50 years old, you are more likely to die of the seasonal flu than you are the coronavirus. That doesn't mean bad things can't happen. It doesn't mean that some players might not get sick. But by and large, we don't shut down all sports for the seasonal flu. We've never done that in my life. And it's providing more of a danger to young, healthy people than the coronavirus is. So, look, the only teams I feel a little bit bad for are the ones that were maybe on the verge of making the playoffs and they thought they could make a run down the final 15. So I don't know, maybe if you expand it and allow a few more teams to actually play, like almost elimination games to figure out who gets in. But I like the idea of going pretty much straight to the playoffs. I think playing regular season games is unnecessary. the NBA again. Now, I think the NBA needs to move faster rather than slower, because I don't think the NBA wants to be in a position of competing with football, college, or the NFL, which is why I think the league should be back by July 1 and be trying to be done by the end of August. That's what I would be telling them if they were asking my always humble opinion about how to bring their sport back.
Yeah. Hey, Clay, appreciate it, man. Thanks as always.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
So real quick on that, I mean, if they come back July, you know, 20th or whatever, and they just do playoffs, I mean, they'd be done by September.
Which is the plan right now, right? Yeah. Later in July than
yeah.
the first, right?
That's, yeah. Because you got to get guys, you know, there. You got to get training camps.
Oh, yeah, for
you know.
Sure.
But to me, you could still wrap it up before football.
Exactly.
You
could still get
concern.
It done. Yeah, you don't have to move it up to July 1. I'm
they're not going to drag this thing out 3 months. Mm. I mean, they're just not going to do that. It's not really logistically possible to keep these guys at Disney World for months at a time.
Sequestered for that moment.
It's going to be it's going to be a 3-week ordeal. Like, it's not going to last very long. They're just trying to finish the season. You know, I mean, that's what they're trying. That's the goal.
Probably the faster the better, right?
Exactly.
In the sense of safety.
No question. Yeah. You just want to get it done, and then you can move on to next season
point.
And hope that when you start next season, you know, this is largely behind us. You know, we've made advancements in one area or another, and that you can, you know, start full steam ahead in, I guess, December is what it would be.
Let's get the memo to Clay that I've retired from the newspaper game and that you are the journalist on this show.
Yeah, I mean, apparently you're the only one who works in media.
I don't think Clay follows either one of us, so he didn't get the CC.
I would like to have, like, followed up, like, okay, what do you think Jason does, Clay? Mm-hmm. Like, I would like to have heard that he covers the Tigers, right, for the commercial appeal? Anyway.
Vaguely aware.
Yeah. Thanks to Clay Travis for joining us on the show today. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is listening now more than ever to 92.9 on smart speakers by saying play 92.9 ESPN.
Thanks to you, the 92.9 listeners in Entercom Radio Memphis, over $6,600 total now, 20,000 meals for Mid-South families.
For the greatest listeners in the sports world, you, thank you. The Mid-South station you can count on is 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Doctor's log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let the games begin again at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. We are open with enhanced cleaning and safety procedures so you can focus on winning. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-888-777-9696.
Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics. All with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/small business deals.
America is a great big country.
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
If you like pina coladas, get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain. The quicker picker-up.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. We have the right oil and filters at the right price every day from brands like Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Valvoline, and Castrol. And if you make a qualifying Pennzoil purchase this month, you'll get Gum Out Regain Fuel Injector Cleaner for free. Also, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and tell us about a hero in your community. You could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
Introducing four-seater models to the Talon side-by-side family. The Honda Talon 1000X4 and the X4 Fox Slide Valve. They start with a powerful parallel twin engine, providing rapid acceleration, combined with Honda's automatic DCT for a new standard of performance and fun. The Fox Slide Valve model has extras, including an upgraded suspension system. For details, visit DeSoto Honda Powerhouse, 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, and see why life is better side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual. Wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Honda side-by-sides are for drivers 16 years and older.
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. Child to 51555.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it is what I, Gary Parrish, buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle of vodka when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly. So don't do that. Instead, just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And very shortly, they're going to have a watermelon flavored vodka. That'll be the newest flavor when it hits the shelves. It'll be here before you know it. Also, New Amsterdam got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, grab that. A bottle of New Amsterdam gluten-free vodka. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. It's too hard.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get on pay. Lil AB the body, he fresh out the cage. I'm still the same from minimum wage. They trying to keep up, so they stalking my pay. They do what I say, they trying to get saved.
I'll tell you what, COVID-19 has not slowed down. That's the housing market. At this point, I'm not sure what will slow down the housing market. So if you want to get involved and you want to get in the mix, whether it's to buy or sell a home, then you need to do it with the good folks over at the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They are here to serve you. They're here to take care of you. That's what they did for Jason, what they did for KT. They are the best in the business, whether it's buying, whether it's selling. You know, inspections are happening, closings are happening. These things are still moving on. Like we said, the housing market may not be able to be stopped. And if you're going to be involved with it on either side, let the Live Love Memphis team help you get you in the house of your dreams. Just email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
901-685-6000 is the other form of communication. Maybe you don't like sending emails. Maybe you're ready to make that call because you trust us. You trust Kantar. You trust all the success stories that Live Love Memphis has had. And I tell you what, that's all Jennifer Carstensen does is have success stories. That's because of her hardworking team. And right now they'll do it. They'll be happy to take you to a home, show it to you, or you can do it from the comfort of your own couch if you are still in the house. right? You're saying, well, I don't want to go out for a tour, Jason. I don't want to be around anybody right now. They'll take care of that, too. Video conference you a showing. The point is they've got all the answers, certainly did for me through my home selling and then home buying process. Like John said, they'll help you with that, too, get you in the dream home, get you in your dream home. Again, 901-685-6000. You can ask for Jennifer Carstensen or anyone on that hardworking Live Love Memphis Group team. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
So here's something interesting. I was told over the weekend, I guess it was Thursday night, Jason, that amongst all Division I teams, okay, all of them, every single damn one of them, Jason, amongst all Division I football teams in America, the University of Memphis is the only program in Division I that has not had a scholarship player enter the transfer portal since December the 1st. They're the only one.
I saw your tweet about this. Memphis football. Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, then, basically 30 minutes after that tweet was sent, I got word that Kendarius Taylor, who was a receiver that was previously committed to Oklahoma, did commit to the University of Memphis later, was actually removed from the team. But that still doesn't count. And I was actually told as of last night that he still had not officially entered his name into the transfer portal. So it's still technically true that Memphis is the last team. And then Cam Baker is another name that was thrown at me. But the word I'm getting on that is that he was medically disqualified, that okay. he medically disqualified himself. So that's it. His career is basically over at that point. So it's not really a transfer. And really that is just whether Memphis is the only Division I team in America that doesn't have a transfer or they'll be the last, right? Whichever, however you want to sort of frame it. It's still incredibly impressive when you think about this culture. I mean, look, I think there are 800 plus transfers in Division I in basketball across football, you know, across the country. I'm not sure what that number is in football. I'm assuming it's.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.